Walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow.
Big Ted's dead, he was a great old pig. He'd eaten most anything, never wore a wig. Now he's gone like snow on the water. Goodbye. He was getting old, so the farmer said, sold him to the butcher just to make a little bread. He's gone like snow on the water. Don't cry. Ted may be a bull cow next time round, giving sweet milk to the people in the town. He'll be whatever he will choose, on air or sea or ground. The sows are busy with piglets fine. Put them in the forest now, if they were mine. 'Cause I know they like acorns, and I don't like bacon. Kabunchy, bunchy, 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 bunchy. Kabunchy, bunchy, 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 bunchy. Squiddly, 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 squiddly. Bunchy, 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 bunchy. Sham, sham, shadoo. Came into the kitchen while we were away. He took all the rice and he forgot to pay. He's gone like snow on the water. Goodbye. He never cared to do the boogaloo dance. All he ever thought about was food and romance. And he's gone like snow on the water. Don't cry. Ted may be a moo cow next time round, giving sweet milk to the people in the town. He'll be whatever he will choose, on air or sea or ground. The sows are busy with their piglets fine. I'll put them in the forest now if they were mine, 'cause I know they like acorns and I don't like bacon. A bunchy, 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 bunchy,
many thanks to Leo Lyons for suggesting that we play Big Ted from the Incredible String Band.
Yeah, that's lovely. I love that. Oh, that, wow. It's great to hear this old stuff revived, isn't it?
You know? Yes.
Oh, you can trawl through and there's so many things about pigs in folk, rock, whatever you like, you know, all kinds of traditional music, bluegrass, you name it, there's always somebody going to sing about part one.
We have now entered into part two of our occasional expose of pigs. There may have been a couple of weeks gap between you hearing the first part of our pig story. We began with the Beatles last time and the mono version of Piggies. This is the stereo mix.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play. In the fields the body's burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poison in their brainwashed minds. Bye.
in darkness, world stops turning. This is where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. The hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. Crawling, begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Exactly my words took right out of my mouth. Wow.
Almost note for note reproduction by Faith No More of the Black Sabbath tune, but very good.
No, exceptionally good.
We began with Beatles and Piggies in stereo, and that was Faith No More with War Pigs. Another pigs of a different kind here. This is part two of our occasional series about pigs. You may have missed the first one. It's possibly still available as a podcast at towardtheunknownregion.com. My name is Chris. His name is still Les.
Yes. Hi, listener.
I see you're still in your comfy armchair, Les.
Oh, good. Not the comfy chair.
You suggested China Pig from Captain Beefheart. I'm going to play it by somebody else, though, Les.
Okay.
He had a problem, apparently, with China, I think, because they thought this was an offensive song. And it's actually about a money box pig with a slot in its back. Yeah. If you listen to the words, you'll know it wasn't, but the Chinese apparently took offence. This is a band called Fast and Bulbous, which are words from Captain Beefheart's Trout Mask Replica album. The guy in charge of the band is Gary Lucas. He used to be in the Magic Band, apparently. This is his rendition, recorded live, of Captain Beefheart's China Pig.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Hey, pig. Yeah, you. Hey, pig, piggy, pig. Thank you.
every last note, just when you thought it could get no better, Les.
Oh no, that was pretty good. Piggy. Great drums there.
Piggy, yeah, the drums weren't they? Yeah. Nothing can stop me now. The Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor leading the band, of course, and composing.
From the album The Downward Spiral.
That's it. The Downward Spiral.
Well, I don't think we're going that direction. No. I don't think we are, but you never know.
I've got the album after that one. It's called Further Down the Spiral. Even more gloomy than the first album. But that wasn't gloomy, was that? That one wasn't gloomy at all. Great. No, no. And we began with Fast and Bulbous, Gary Lucas's Captain Beefheart project, and China Pig. And guesting on vocals was Robin Hitchcock.
Yep.
Well, lest we be accused of taking ourselves and the music too seriously, too pompous, too pretentious, let us hear the Piglets. You know what this is going to be, don't you, Les?
What's he like, Mavis?
He's a real tasty geezer. He's grown his hair a bit, but it's smooth, not too long. And he wears a baseball shirt with a number 17 on. He looks great in his big white basketball boots. He's stupid over football and he looks me in the eye when he shoots. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. He'll always start a fight for me. He's always on the phone. At the dance hall in the evening, he'll always take me home. In his fringe and buckle stompers and his two-tone tonic strides. He's a real tasty geezer and I'm his ear inside. Reggae, 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 here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, 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 here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, 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 here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, 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 here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae! Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. darkness, world stops turning. As you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour.
Slice of cake for you, Les.
Wow, yeah. John McRae and Greg Brown. Wow.
Cake with with their version of Black Sabbath's War Pigs. And we had a little...
Just looking, there's about 20 different cover versions of that particular track.
Yeah. Yes, there's several we could have played.
Yeah.
And we had a little interlude with Johnny Reggae from the Piglets.
Well, our show wouldn't be right without an interlude of reggae, from the Pioneers or whatever.
A complete, but that was a complete cash-in single from Jonathan King, the hit millionaire. I played. I got the album Hit Millionaire. Comes with a little gold flexi disc as well. How you two can become a millionaire?
Yeah.
All the times we've played War Pigs, it always reminds me of George Orwell's Animal Farm, which I had to study for O-level at school.
I remember reading it.
About
1984, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yes, Animal Farm. Initially, it was about the animals taking over the farm. An allegory for the Russian Revolution, I seem to recall, from 50 years ago. At the start of the story, four legs are good and two legs are bad. But by the end of the story, the pigs have got greedy and it becomes four legs good, two legs better.
Yes.
A maxim for our lives, possibly. Don't get too greedy. Just be happy with what you've got, my friends. War Pigs was originally going to be called Walpurgis. Walpurgis or Walpurgis. Excuse my ignorance there. And Procol Harum did record a tune called Repent, Walpurgis. It is an instrumental, but it's worth listening.
Walpurgis.
You could be forgiven for thinking
Saint Walpurgis.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Or St. Walburger.
Thank you. you're listening to Crispy.
was a revelation. I must say, I've not heard them, but wow, I must find out more of them because that was absolutely amazing.
Mo.
And,
Mo. M-O-E.
M-O-E. But their fans, just as the other ones were called Deadheads, which band was it that the fellows were called Deadheads?
Grateful Dead,
that's right. Their fans were called Deadheads, and the followers of this band, Mo, became known as the Morons.
As you pointed out to me in the little notes we passed to each other under the desk while we're doing the programme, under the metaphorical desk here, you said very prog pig. Yes.
They quite surprising. There's a sort of like, it's a fusion of a bit Santana, a bit prog, and a bit of American Maracana all thrown in together. Quite an amazing sound. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
that's a new one for me, and I'll just have to find out more.
The track.
Maybe we can play some more of them.
That was called Buster, by the way, and all about a pig that was dreaming to fly. In the previous hour when we did tunes about pigs, I played Green Jelly and Three Little Pigs from a picture disc. And that was the edited, truncated version. I thought it only fair for you to hear the full-blown Three Little Pigs from Green Jelly. This is Chris B.
And Les Newman. Or should I just refer myself to Les N? Whichever.
Les N and Chris B. Then we'll be a complete mystery, won't we, Les? Even more of a mystery than we already are, my friend. Here we go.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale. A tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar. He moved to Hollywood to become a star. But living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day, jamming on some chords, along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
Little pig, let me in. His house from his architect knowledge, a tri-level mansion. High-
Hollywood Hills. Daddy's rock stardom paid for the bills. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig, let me in. Little pig, let me in.
I didn't want to kill.